Radio.
Praise the Lord. I believe God. And to believe God is to believe his word. I believe God. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis B., the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. Truly happy to have each and every one of you all. I'm excited about the Father's Word. I'm excited about what God is doing since the time of death. I want you all to know that it is a pleasure that you all are here today. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill from Akron, Ohio, if she'd be so kind to give us a word of prayer, and we will go from there. Hallelujah.
Praise God. Good afternoon, everyone. And Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. I believe in God. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to read is coming from Colossians, the third chapter, and verse 2. Action on things above, not on things on the earth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, thanking you, Father God, for another day, thanking you for our pastor as he teaches the word, and we're thankful for those that have called in and those who are listening by internet. Father God, we praise your name. We give you thanks for all things, Father God. Lord, we ask that you will be with all those who have asked us to keep them lifted in prayer, for you said in your word you'll supply all of our needs. And Father God, we're so thankful that we can come to you. We can bring our prayer request to you, Father God. For we know you hear and you answer prayer, Father God. We're thankful for the word of God, Father God, as we learn daily, as we open up our hearts to the word, as Pastor teaches this word and being led by the Holy Spirit. Lord, we ask that you will bless those who are bereaved, Father God. We know that it's a hard time, but we know that you will keep them in peace, Father God. And may a word be spoken unto them to encourage their hearts right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, be with all those that are sick and shut in. You said in your word, by your stripes we are healed. So some, and help them to stand on the word of God and help them to believe, just as the song says, believe that you'll do it, Father God, and not doubt. Lord, we ask that you just have your way with us all, Father God, and continue, Lord, to allow us to receive this word in our hearts. And we plead the blood of Jesus on each and every one right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. And have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for that. Yeah. I want to begin by saying, let's not forget who we are and whose we are, okay? Simply meaning that 2 Corinthians 5:17 says that what the revelation gives us in that we are new creatures. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Well, that has to become a reality. Just seeing that, brothers and sisters, is not good enough. Mm-hmm. That has to become reality. And so that brings us to the lesson today, or this week, because we have to maintain a proper perspective. And that perspective, when it comes to confession, it's real important. Your new life started with confession. Y'all please hear that. Your confession did not start by you joining some church. Your new life started by you confessing what the Word of God says. That's how you became that new creature. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Well, what made you new is because now you enter in a place where all things are new. Your conversation is new. The way you think is new. Never before was you allowed to think like God. People get angry with me when I tell them that you can think like God. And they read the same Bible I read, the same Bible, and they don't see that God says, you know what, I'm going to make them like me. So if God's going to make you like him, why are you angry with me? When I tell you, you can talk like, I got pastors telling me I shouldn't preach that. I shouldn't tell people that they can be like God. I rebuke that and say, mm-hmm. if he says he's making you out of his own image and after his likeness, I am not going to dispute what God say he's doing. Now, there's a process. Let me be clear. I understand there's a process. But when you're going to start, if not now, then when? See, these are the things that I'm looking at. When will you start? So it's very, very important that we understand that we are new creatures now, and part of this new creature is having a new concept, a new way of talking, a new priority. All of this stuff is new. It has to be new. You can't associate it with the old. It has to be new. And if it's not new, then you're merely doing the old. So at some point in time, you have to do the new. See? That's what has to happen.
Amen.
So
yeah.
The first scripture I'm going to start with is the book of Hebrews. I wanted to start with the third. Well, I'll tell you what, let's start with the fourth chapter first. In the fourth chapter, in the, because I want you all to, because we're going to be sharing some things this week. It's not going to be easy for a lot of people. I'll tell you that right now. Because they don't want to hear the truth. If you are a new creature, then why you're not practicing the new stuff? Why you still want to run the old stuff? You see, it ain't working. So we need to run with the new stuff. So the 14th verse says, this is Hebrews 4:14 says this, seeing being that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession.
Amen. From the Message Bible, Hebrews 4. Now that we know what we have, Jesus, this great high priest with ready access to God, let us not let it slip through our fingers. Amen.
After the book of Hebrews explained that the word of God is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword, asunder soul, joints, and mouth, that the word of God is nothing like it. And it is a discerner of thought of the intent of the heart. And then it goes on saying, ain't nothing hidden from it. Nothing. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Now he says, consider all this stuff. That the fact that everything is naked before God's eyes. Everything is naked before the word of God. With whom we have to do. He says, now seeing that you understand this stuff, if seeing this and you understand it, he says this. He says, that we have a great high priest. And, man, I really need to get into that this week. A great high priest. There have been many high priests, but when he says great high priest, there's only been one, and that's Christ. But anyway, and this high priest has passed on into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God. He says, see all of this now. What we should be doing is holding on to our profession. Well, your profession is what you have declared or a declaration. That's what your profession is. Your profession is what you have declared as to be truth, affirmation, things that you've spoken, your perspective. This is your announcement. Like when you announce Romans 10:9-10, that if you'll confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in your heart that God is raising from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That's your profession. Well, you need to hold on to that. You need to continue to announce that.
Yeah.
Hope it's making sense to you. So we need to announce that. We need to declare that. There needs to be confirmation within us saying this. This is our weekly profession. This is our daily profession. This is our profession that we, it's not limited to a congregation. It's not limited to a building. You know, some people, their confession mm-hmm. go no further than their Sunday school class or their Sabbath class. No, your confession or profession has to go beyond your inner circle. See, all you right. got to know that you're on the big stage now. So when you jump out there and you start telling people who you are in Christ, that's your profession. Because
mm-hmm.
it's an act of openly declaring or publicly claiming your belief, your faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're doing.
Yeah.
You're public. Now, everybody is not going to do this because a lot of people are ashamed.
Have mercy.
But your whole spirit, soul, and body should be engaging in what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I avoid a lot of religious stuff, but let me tell you, brothers and sisters, your profession, because I'm going to tell you, what you profess, confess is what you're going to possess. So that's when
okay.
you, and you got to look at it like that. What you confess, or you can say, what I confess is what I possess. If you don't confess it, you won't possess it. So when you say things like, by his stripes, I'm healed, Isaiah 53:5, well, that means you're possessing healing. You're professing that. You're declaring that.
Amen.
And yes, it requires specialized knowledge. And yes, you want to know. You want to understand the principles about that. See?
Amen.
Because that's who you are now. You confess
mm-hmm.
the Son made me free, John 8:36. So you possess absolutely freedom. You can't say Christ made you free and you're in bondage to an organization. You can't say it and it be true because you just notified that. Because if you're willing to be ruled and governed by the rules and regulations that they've set forth, you just took yourself out of the equation as far as Christ is concerned, because you can't have two masters. You would love one and hate the other, or hate one and love the other. The Spirit in the Word of God can't direct you, because if they said, if that organization or your preacher or whatever say to you, do this or do that, and it's not in line with the Scripture, and you decide that you're going to confess that, then you just nullify Romans 10:9-10. So you can't possess that salvation now. What you just possess is a bunch of religious stuff. I confess the Son have made me free. John 8:36. That's absolute. I'm free. I'm free to speak the Word of God. And it's my toast. I'm just not free to say what I think or feel. No, I can say what the Word of God says. I confess the love of God have been shed all in my spirit. And then I got paper because I got Romans 5:5-1. I possess the ability to love everyone. Now, I mean, you want to have a powerful confession. I don't care what color they are. I don't care where they came from. I don't care what team they belong to. I mean, I learned to love my enemy. Yeah.
All right. Amen.
I try to learn to love all your exes. How about that one? Some of you
Amen.
May have some exes. Learn to love them. They may not say good things about you. They may say some crazy stuff, but learn to love them. Learn to love those people who despitefully use you, your enemies.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
See? Because if you confess it, you will possess it. So I go on
Amen.
And confess it. My mind may not agree. My heart may not agree. But I'll tell you what, I'm going to keep confessing it because I know I have that ability to love everybody. Romans 5 and 5 tell me that. So because I know that now, remember we're talking about now, I know that, so I'll confess that. I confess that righteousness are bold, the righteousness that I have is bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. So I possess that kind of boldness that I will stand in the enemy's face and tell him what the word of God says. I confess he will never leave me nor forsake me, according to Hebrews 13:5-6. See, if you continue to profess that and confess that, then that's what you're going to become.
Amen.
When I tell you Psalm, we were talking about having a Psalm. The other day, this morning, my Psalm was 107.2. Sound like a radio station, but it was 107.2. I confess I am redeemed of the Lord. I possess. I want you to see. I'm possessing my redemption and all of its benefits, because that's what I confess. And because I confess that, I possess that. I was looking at this other scripture I had, and I was just going to share this with you all. I confess that the anointing of the Holy One abides in me. 1 John 2:27. I possess that the yoke-destroying result of the anointing that Isaiah talked about in 10:27. There is some anointing that will break the yokes. There's some yokes that may be in your life. You don't need me. You don't need another preacher. You get in that word and you start confessing it over your life. In the name of Jesus, I can cast out devils, according to Mark 16:17. I possess that demon casting power that's living in me. And the enemy gonna laugh at you and say yeah. And the more you confess it, watch you run. Watch you go boogity boogity boogity.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, make it new and tell them, say, I'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. So you're gonna possess the recovering ability. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
See, when the enemy know that you know who you are, you grab a scripture like John 15:5 and confess that I am the branch of the living vine. Only confess it and watch what he says.
Mm-hmm.
You're part of that vine. The vine life. Yeah. Wherever I go, I confess I am the righteousness of God by faith. 2 Corinthians 5:21. And then the enemy gonna show his ugly head and say, you're not righteous. None is righteous but the Lord. Tell him you're in righteousness. You live in righteousness because you live in Christ.
Yeah.
And then if you really get mad, then sure enough get him messed up by telling him, Philippians 4:19. That I confess my God shall supply all of my needs. My needs are being met daily. See, and let me tell you, brothers, you can have right and wrong confession, okay? You can. And somebody listening to me right now might think that doesn't mean anything, but you can have right and wrong confession. I notice I get attacked every time I give back the enemy, my tongue, my confession. So I made up in my mind, I'm going to have right confession. I really didn't want to talk about the wrong confession as much as I want to talk about the right confession. But I did tell you guys, it was Sunday or Friday, that I was going to finish my list. And I am planning on finishing my list. And that... my list that I'll never again, I call it the never again list. Never again, I'll confess that I'm in bondage. For where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. I'm free. My body is Amen. The temple of the Holy Spirit. So never again will I confess I'm in bondage. Never will again I confess that I'm condemned. I'm not going to let the enemy put that on me, and neither should you. You're not condemned.
Amen.
People want to tell you you're condemned because of the lifestyle you live in. They want to tell you you're condemned because of you don't fit in their box. I'll be telling you all these different stories, but I'm going to tell you, I know a preacher right now. He said if you're not married according to their tradition, then you're not married. So I asked him, I said, well, show me that in the Word of God. He couldn't show me that. Matter of fact, mm-hmm. he couldn't even show me the Word of God where you have marriage license. But you can show me where you get a divorce, but you can't show me where you get married. And he don't understand that. The only reason the woman had to get a written up divorce, man, because the man was always free. The woman was in bondage. So she had to prove mm-hmm. that these babies, she was free from her husband. Because you got all these babies around here. There's a daddy somewhere. And so Amen. To not the neighbor, they was complaining. So Jesus said to him, okay, now I know what Moses said, that you know, and what the law said. So Jesus went through that thing with them. Listen, brothers and sisters, the law say give her a written divorce, man. Jesus said it was never so from the beginning. Because he made him male, made them male and female. But you see, the law only required that the man give the woman a written of divorce, man. Not the woman give the man. That was you won't find that in Scripture. Now, here's what you're going to find, that the man had to give the woman a written of divorce, man, so she can go and remarry. She could not remarry without her husband giving her a written of divorce, man. And then a man was not allowed to go into that house or be with that woman unless she had paper.
Mm-hmm. All right.
People for that. Now, I know that sounds way to the right, but I'm trying to tell you something here, if you'll listen. And what I'm trying to tell you is that you're not condemned for whatever reason the enemy tried to put on you, like he did with this woman. And I explained to this preacher that if a person is in Christ Jesus, they're not condemned. That's what Romans 8 means. So if you're in Christ, don't let people try to condemn you. They tried to condemn that woman, and they caught her in the very act of adultery. She was in the act. She wasn't playing games with this now. She was on the very act of adultery. So what that could have been, and what they could have been saying is the very act, and you all can figure that out for yourself.
Amen.
And if you really want me to open it up, I can, because I want you to see what that looked like. They didn't have no clothes on. They was in the very act of adultery. And Jesus began to talk to the lady, and then the Jews got mad because Jesus forgave her. He forgave her. Mm-hmm. Told the woman, said, now you go and see in no more. Because he asked her, where's your accusers at? Because Jesus had made this awesome statement. You're that without sin. I want you to cast the first stone. Since y'all said we're supposed to stone this woman, and that's your law. See, this will show you, Jesus, while he was on the scene, he stopped people from living by the law. He says, now, because that's the law of sin and death. So he didn't want us doing that anymore. So he says, okay. What did your law say? Oh, it said a stone. Okay, Jesus said, all right. Now, you without sin catch the first stone. And nobody couldn't do that. So Jesus asked the woman, so where's your accuser? She looked around and said, I don't have none, Lord. And Jesus said, I don't accuse you either. Go and sin no more.
Amen.
Then they got angry because they didn't know Jesus had the power to forgive sin. Well, now I'm going to put a word in your ear right now if you're listening. If somebody's hurting because they feel like they're sinning, tell them you're an ambassador for Christ. and go and sin no more. You represent
Hallelujah.
Heaven. Yeah. You got the power. You got the power. Now, I know that's way to the right of what you've been taught, because that's probably way to the right of what I've been taught. But I'm going to tell you, look up the word ambassador. You're representing heaven. And that person needs to hear from heaven. So you tell them they've been forgiven. Not only are they going to feel better, they'll probably get in their word and see if it's true. And then tell them that hey, Romans 8:1 says, now therefore is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Explain to them that Christ became that curse for you. Yeah, so you've been redeemed from the curse of the law. Christ was made a curse for you. Christ ended that. Mm-hmm. So you don't need to fall into that trap. Well, here's the part that if anybody have anything they want to say, press 1 and we'll let you in. If you have anything, any questions you want to ask or anything you want to suggest or anything, press 1. And then again, we only answer the people whose number I can see. If I can't see your number, I will not let you in.
Amen, amen. So, Pastor, I just wanted to read Romans 8:1-2. From the King James and also from the New Living. And it reads, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. And from the New Living Translation, so now there is no condemnation for those who belong to Christ Jesus. And because you belong to him, the power of the life-giving Spirit has freed you from the power of sin that leads to death. Amen, amen. And I know you have taught us in previous lessons that when we see Christ Jesus, that's the spirit, spiritual side. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So we thank God.
Yeah, thank the Lord for that. Listen, brothers and sisters, right now, you're not condemned. Especially because you made Christ your Lord and Savior. You're not condemned. I know you may not feel it. You may not think it. And the enemy going to attack your mind with it. But let me tell you, here's the beauty of all this. You're walking by faith now. You got to believe in what the Word of God said. Look what the Word says that. I'm sticking to it. That's my perspective. That's my perspective. That's how I see it. That's how I understand it. Per your word. That's my viewpoint. Because your word said it, I stand on it. And because I confess it, I possess it. Anyone else?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Anybody else? Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon. Stay blessed.